All right. So welcome back to the Beast Game podcast. And today we're talking about episode 6 of Invincible. The last episode, Invincible basically got destroyed by a Thundercat. That's what happened.
Name is Battle Beast.
Looked like a Thundercat. Invincible and his whole team got destroyed, just massacred. So this is the aftermath that Black Samson and Monster Girl all in the hospital along with Mark Invincible. He gets better, but the other two are in different stages of recovery. Robot has a hard-on for Monster Girl, so he's trying to do something to help her condition, because every time she transforms, she gets younger.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe reverse whatever she's experiencing, because right now she looks like she might be a 10-year-old. So there's also still this overarching mystery about what happened with Mark's father, Nolan, or Omni-Man, and if he destroyed the Guardians of the Globe. Keith, how did you feel about episode 6 of Invincible?
Pretty good. Animation quality kind of fluctuates. It's not as good as the previous episodes, but this is more along the edge of, felt like more of a filler. I did like where they're going with the character. I think it's a little too soon to have him burn out so quickly. I mean, he's only been doing this for a couple of episodes, questioning whether or not he should be doing super heroics and stuff and what he's going to do with his life. Seems a little quick. So I don't know. It seems like they're moving a little fast with that. From our standpoint, he's only been doing this for a couple of months. And now he got beat up by Battle Beast. He's, I'm out. I can't do this anymore. That's an interesting take on it. I liked the whole whether or not Nolan did it or not, Omni-Man killed the Guardians of the Globe or not, is actually should go a lot faster than kind of dragging it out. All the evidence is in, so not sure how long they're going to keep dragging that point.
Yeah, out. I mean, it seemed like it was really designed to have the wife do something.
In the comics, the wife really doesn't do much of anything. She's the wife who sees stuff. The
side character.
Exactly. Kirkman's trying to give her more stuff to do and make her character have a little more impact, like what they did with Laurie in The Walking Dead. I don't know. It's a little strained. I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, if he did kill a bunch of superheroes, didn't do anything to wrong him, what are you going to do about it? You got to confront them, and then what? Leave them? The guy can fly faster than the speed of sound. So considering that we, the audience, have seen him destroy, absolutely destroy these people and then destroy a whole planet. Hey, why don't you just get with the program and just stay on the winning team now? Like, doing anything different is just not going to cut it. But the episode is pretty decent. They're doing things out of order for what's happening in the comic books. But at the same time, they're not doing anything that's out of place. Like those cyborgs were pretty tough. They kind of kicked Invincible's ass a little bit in the comic books. I'm not sure if they're going to keep dragging out the whole Amber storyline either.
Yeah, because it seemed like this should have been the episode that he reveals everything to her. Keeps going back and forth. One episode, they're on. Next episode.
It's a little slow. It was interesting seeing what happened there with the android, with the cyborgs and everything. Ezra Miller was the voice of the mad scientist kid there, which was interesting, but you really couldn't recognize his voice for a second. I had to look at the credits to see who it was.
Yeah, I didn't realize that Mahershala Ali was in the previous episode.
Yeah, he's Titan.
Yeah.
Someone who read the comic book, I'm looking forward to when the whole Omni-Man storyline comes to its conclusion, because it gets pretty, I'm anticipating that being pretty rough.
All right. Matt, how do you feel about Invincible?
Maybe this is the weekend of filler episodes that push the story forward, although it kind of reminds me a little bit of Spider-Man, where he's balancing between being a superhero and giving up his identity to explain why he's not present. That's kind of how I felt with it. As far as the cyborgs, and maybe Keith can explain it so I understand better, was that part of the comic book? I mean, what was it?
Yeah, it popped off. Like the same way it happened in the cartoon, was played out the same way. This guy decided that the human race needed an upgrade, and rather than do it, wait for evolution, upgrade him with technology. Basically kidnapping people, turn them into these kick-ass cyborgs and stuff.
Who is he? It just seemed like maybe I'm not following it as tight as everyone else. Like, where did he come from? It's just like, all right, this random guy that makes cyborgs.
Pretty much. These are like origin stories. A lot of these characters are popping up, kind of get their start doing this. So, and the comic book, Mark went to a college and realized people were getting kidnapped. Next thing you know, these cyborgs pop up and start killing folks, and he tracks them down. played out much the same way. There's some differences, but it played out a lot of the same way.
Cyborgs were brutal, man. They jacked that dude up.
Anything like the comic book, then that dude will pop up again.
Yeah, he got arrested, right?
Yeah, after getting his jaw broke, gets arrested.
Yeah, he did.
He destroyed that jaw, man. I was like, is it on the other side? Is it really? I was like, yeah, I guess it is. As far as the Omni-Man story, I'm not sure quite how further along that's going to go. I don't follow the comics. I'm just, you know, my first time watching the series. It's just, now that the cat's out the bag, then what? How long can they drag this on?
It can't go too much further.
Yeah, the one thing I'm thinking is that she might die. That's the only thing I can think.
Yeah, I'm assuming that they're saving it for like the end, the last episode. How many episodes is in the season?
Well, I think it might be 8.
Wraps up in a couple episodes then.
Are they having another season?
Kirkman is a pretty big deal. Like, he hasn't done anything since the Walking Dead series. So Bezos has been dumping a lot of money into this project. So I would imagine he's going to put some money, give him a couple seasons to work this out.
After the season, I don't really know where they can go with this. I mean, it all sounds interesting. I just don't know what else can they go. I mean, is there more characters, more side stories? I mean, I have no insight on it. So far, what I've seen is pretty good, but this just seems like a filler episode with these random zombie characters from college, although they were pretty brutal. That's all I got there.
Yeah, I will agree that this was a filler episode. I think the more interesting story was the stuff going on with the college. But then you still have all this, I'm still a teenager, I'm in a relationship, I can't balance the two. That's not as interesting to me. Also, the overarching thing with Omni-Man. So I would just rather have it focus on that, and hopefully these last two episodes wrap some of this stuff up. But yeah, I can see this lasting at least for 2 or 3 seasons. It just needs to focus on Omni-Man. I was hoping that he was maybe possessed, but it seems like he knows. So
there's, once you find out why he did what he did, you'll see where this series is going to go.
Keith, what score would you give this episode of Invincible?
Nah, I'll give it a 7. Like, the animation wasn't all that. It was watchable only in furthering the story. That's about it. Nothing special, nothing really huge about it.
Matt?
I'll go with the same score. Again, it was a filler episode, in my opinion. It didn't propel the story forward, but not in a way that the previous pacing of the first couple episodes were. So a little disappointed this time around, but I'm pretty sure, being that I don't know much about the characters, that hopefully it'll improve, as Keith says.
Yeah, after that last episode and the way that the last episode ended, I was expecting something a little bit more major to happen in this particular episode, other than, hey, I should probably give up this superhero stuff and just focus on being a kid. I mean, again, particularly with Omni-Man just leaving his son to get his brain smashed in by a Thundercat. It just seems like there should have been something more significant that happened. And stuff did happen in this episode. Again, the whole Cyborg situation, fine. Enjoyed that part of the episode, but all the stuff about his girlfriend and will they, won't they, that's the least interesting part. And it was interesting maybe the first 2 or 3 episodes, but now it really should just focus on him and the Guardians, his dad, his mom, and just that dynamic. So, all right, Beast Game Podcast.